Good evening to the morons of Earth. This is Al. It's New Year's Eve. And this is my second annual New Year's Eve broadcast from Space Station Alpha just outside the Earth's atmosphere. We'll have a little chit-chat and then get down to the business at hand, because this is costing me a lot of money. I'm fine. Everyone here is well. As you're probably well aware from last year's address, I'm still plotting your demise. But now I'm also moonlighting. I have a one-man show in the Sector 9 Pavilion. After a full 8 months of doing fringe stuff in off-off Sector 9, it's a multimedia event, lightly satirizing the vacuity of space life. The audience don't appreciate it, but they're all Alpha crew members and work for me, so they have little choice but to give me standing ovation after standing ovation. The critics panned it, but who reads their own microfilm anyway? But enough of how great and brilliant I am, and onto how stupid you are. Don't think I've forgotten my last year's New Year's resolution to lose 5 pounds and take over the world. I've already at this moment began mobilizing my considerable army of big-breasted fembots. In fact, the 1st Division should be reaching Parliament Hill in a few short hours. This will be the initial step in eliminating all countries to make room for one state, my state. One flag, my flag, one anthem, which the Pet Shop Boys are working on now. I may be too optimistic, but I think by mid-August on the new calendar, phase 2 of my plan will be effective, and I will land at Stonehenge, just as primitive man had anticipated. From there, I will travel by motorcade to Turkey for my colossal marble and gold dais, augmented by a small souvenir shop and information booth, is presently being erected. Naturally, you will wish to bring me the finest of gifts. So at this time, I would like to state my hat size, 7 3/8. I don't look good in green. As far as bonbons go, dark chocolate only. Red grapes are fine, without seeds. I have a beta machine. In terms of women, I like young, blonde, virgin. Although if they're under the age of 11, it doesn't matter what sex they are. Keep in mind that the celebration of Al will only be between the 8th and 14th of December this year, as on the 15th I will be traveling to the White House to meet Frank Sinatra, and then jetting me up to Crackville for a couple of nights. Many people think of taking over the world as a bad thing, and tend to overreact to words like world domination, genocide, and torture. But let me tell you that the only truly bad words in this life are compromise, tolerance, and Christian. I know your miserable Earth brains can only absorb so much at a time. So later, when you require more information, which you will naturally confuse with knowledge, you can purchase my cassette and comic book package for $19.95, outlining in sound and four bright colors your function in the new state. Before I close this New Year's address, I would like to plug the soon-to-be-opened Al Museum on Clifton Hill in Niagara Falls, where you will see some of my personal belongings, my solid gray Cadillac, as well as a life-size replica of me and the miracle of butter. Wednesday night is ladies' night, admission half price. I would like to thank you all in advance for your cooperation and welcome you to your new world. Let's make this year out of here. Sincerely.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is H.V. Blowyourhorn, broadcasting directly from the International Amphitheater, located immediately adjacent to the Chicago Stockyards. We take you directly to the floor of this convention hall for some on-the-spot interviews with the delegates.
Well, thank you, H.V. This is Morgan Cagey here on the convention floor. I spotted the Southern leader, Senator Johnson Lyndon. Senator, would you like to give us your views?
I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
No, no, Senator, you don't understand. Is there any particular thing you would like the candidate to do if he is elected?
Scratch my back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my extreme pleasure to be able to talk to our former nominee and twice elected candidate, Terry Human. Mr. Human, just what do you think of the White House?
A crazy little power.
And there's a well-known gentleman dressed in tails carrying a candelabra in one hand and piano music in the other. Sir, for what office are you running?
I don't want to be president, and I don't want to be senator. I just want my mother to be queen for a day.
It appears that the candidate is ready to make his acceptance speech. Come in, H.V. Boyerhorn.
Thank you, Morgan Cagey. The candidate has stepped to the rostrum. The next voice you will hear will be that of the nominated candidate.
Howdy, 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 friends. My name's Austin Dallas. I'm from San Antonio. I'm just plain folks. I've been raising hogs for now on 25 years, and I want to tell you, I'm filthy. When I was first elected senator, the other senators asked me what I could do. I said nothing. They told me, good, then we won't have to break you in. I'm just plain folks. In conclusion, I'd like for you all to hear my campaign song.
Well, I know you want a candidate who's honest. I know you want a man with integrity. I know you'd like a man who'll fight your battles. So I'm saying, if you can't find such a fella, then vote for me.
This is H.V. Blowhorn. The delegates have started to sing the campaign song in a spontaneous demonstration. We will now sign off temporarily until such time as normal broadcasting can be resumed. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is H.V. Blowhorn broadcasting again, this time directly from the opposing party's convention here at the Bull Castle in San Francisco, California. While we await the speech of our candidate, Saintly Sam Schwartz, we switch you to Morgan Cagey, who will interview some of the dignitaries.
Thank you, H.V. Facing our microphone now is Leonard Ball, chairman of the party. Mr. Ball, how do you think your candidate will do in the November balloting?
I'm gonna rock it out.
We are fortunate to have with us now John Frost's Brightest, who is here on one of his infrequent visits to the United States. Just where was most of this convention's strategies planned?
I smoke Joe's Cafe.
This is H.V. Blowhorn once again. We are about to hear the acceptance speech of the exceptionally popular Saintly Sam Schwartz, who has just arrived and has stepped on the rostrum.
Thank you, friends! Thank you! Friends, we are sincere! Remember, the golden rule of our party is do it unto others before they do it unto you! I came from a long line of politicians. My grandfather was a politician. My father was a politician. I'm a politician. And my son ain't gonna work either. In closing, let me say, vote for me, friends. Vote for me as many times as you can!
Facing the microphone now is a very familiar-looking gentleman. And you, sir, do you have any comments to make?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. How much longer must this circus continue?
Here's an elderly couple who have attended many conventions as delegates. Sir, as you know, the current trends in American music will be debated by both parties. Has this music influenced you in any way? And how about you, ma'am?
Scoobity-dooby-doo.
And now for a few words from a gentleman who has been nominated twice in the past, Tom Huey. Sir, it is rumored that you are retiring from all political activity. Is that true?
Never give up! Never give up! Never give up! That ship!
We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth.
This is H.V. once again. Morgan, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it, H.V. Please, no more flying saucers. No more UFO. Please, no. No,
no, no. No,
no, wait.
No, wait. No, wait.
I don't know when it got serious. I don't think anybody does. At the beginning, the burger wars were just fun advertising campaigns, a way to sell a couple billion more French fries, cheeseburgers, or those crust-covered chicken chunks.
Rudy Tooth Burgers is out to win the burger wars, and nobody's gonna stop us. You will come to our burger palace and eat. That's an order. Don't buy those Bozo burgers, though. They're terrible.
Daddy, are those hamburger people really mad at each other?
No, son. They're just trying to sell their products.
In fact, all the other burgers suck.
He sounds really mad, Dad.
Suck a big
one. No, son, that's just good commercial acting.
You know what we do when we get a hold of some of those other bad burgers? We pulverize them. We mutilate them. We cremate them. You know what we do to their soft drinks? I don't know, but we hate them, and so should you.
I don't know, Dad. He sounds really mad.
Hate other burgers. Hate other burgers are bad.
And then all those mergers started happening in the late 80s and the early 90s. Why didn't somebody speak out?
Today's mergers. Texon World Energy acquired Every Kind of Transportation Incorporated, and Rudy Toot Burgers merged with Big Bang Munitions.
Page 3, for what it's worth, department. Modesto, California. The billboard read, "Bozo Burgers make me throw up." After their 2 a.m. shift, two Bozo Burger workers set fire to the billboard. Before anyone discovered the fire, it had spread to the Bozo Burger, the Burgers Are Us, Fast Pop Chicken Stop, and Takeout Tacos. By morning, Modesto's entire fast food strip was gone. So don't get hungry driving through Modesto. All the hamburgers there are too well done. Good day.
A month later, over 1,000 fast food outlets were gone. We didn't know that this was serious.
This is the Channel 5 weather news and information break. The sun came up today at 5:45 and Charlie's instant lunch steaks went down at 5:46. The state bird of Colorado is the lark bunting. This has been the Channel 5 news, weather, and information break. And now back to our program.
A real war had started and nobody knew it. By the time we knew anything was happening, the bloated mega corporations had already commercialized most of the smaller nations.
The Rudy Toot Clown is here to visit you, sir.
Well, send him right in. Wait, is the recording tape running, Rosemary?
Of course it's running, sir.
Good. Well, hello. I am certainly excited to meet the Rudy Toot Clown. I hear this is a pleasure if you get to meet the original Rudy Toot Clown.
How do you do, Mr. Krupp, sir? It's a pleasure to meet the president of a company that's the largest arms manufacturer in the world.
Well, thank you. How can I be of service to you?
You can stop destroying our stores. We know you own Bozo Burgers and are determined to destroy us.
I don't know what gave you that idea, Rudy. Me, I'm just a simple weapons manufacturer. But I do know that if you really wanted to destroy an organism, the best way is to eliminate the head. And you are the head, right, Rudy? So die, clone. Soon there'll be only one king of the burgers, me. Remember, burger is a German word. It means burger. Here, give me that crone, clone, before you get blood all over it.
Well, I thought you would try something, Krupp, and that's why I brought this.
After the first nuclear explosion, it was impossible to stem the tide of destruction.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin. A Pacific island owned by the Bozo Burger Corporation and home of their Deep Fat College, where all Bozo employees train, was destroyed by a nuclear explosion today. More
Rudy
on news
Toot
at
Burgers
5
claimed
on
victory
6.
In Europe today. A burger palace was established in Vienna, and all resistance east of Leningrad was crushed.
A spokesman for Bozo Burgers has claimed that its troops now have complete control of the Western Hemisphere.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin. A Pacific island owned by the Bozo Burger Corporation.
So why am I putting this tape together when there's so few people left to listen to it? Because I know that someday the Earth will recover, and people will be happy and shopping again, and new malls will be built and new advertising campaigns begun, and then maybe somebody will find this tape and play it for a few of the creative directors of the major advertising agencies, and they'll talk their clients into backing off each other just a bit. And maybe then...
Hey, you there. You at the tape recorder.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
It's a burger warrior. I can't tell which side he's on.
You were recording something, huh? Hey, what's that you're reading there? Looks like a Bozo Burger wrapper.
No, it's a Rudy Toot wrapper. It was all crumbled up, so it just
looks
like...
Too bad, sport. I'm a chunky chicken commando.
Oh, no, but this sandwich has some chicken in it. At the top, it was a special combination hamburger chicken delight. It was really good. It was...
Nice tape recorder. Tape in it, too. All right, I'll give it to my superiors. They can use it to record some more chicken chunk cha-chas for commercial distribution. Now, where's the rewind on this thing?
Thank you.
heard it said, and it makes me fret. America has a fascist threat. Which organization can it be? This is what perplexes me. So I think I'll take a little quiz and find out just what fascism is. Though some may think that it's extreme to find out what words really mean. It has a party, rather small, that seeks to rule and govern all. A single leader whom they say everybody must obey. Destroy the government with lies, seize control and centralize. Very shortly you will see a fascist state monopoly. Although we've used the fascist name, communism is just the same. It's plain to see these two are twins, and freedom dies if either wins. 1 billion conquered should reveal the danger that is very real. The greatest fascist threat you see is the communist conspiracy. So rally now to freedom's call. Unafraid, we'll stand up tall. With faith and courage we will find peace shall reign for all mankind. With faith and courage we will find peace shall reign for all mankind.
I want to speak to you.
Yeah?
This morning?
All right.
From this subject.
Well,
Hitler.
Yeah.
And his.
Oh, yes.
And when I speak.
Yeah.
And think.
Yeah.
About Hitler.
Yes, sir.
I can't help.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, thinking about him.
Well,
Hitler.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
And him.
And him.
To tell me.
Well,
that he's a man.
Well,
who lived.
Lived.
In a stone.
Well,
and how.
All about
his elevator.
Yes, sir.
Service.
Yeah.
To go.
Well,
from one.
Yeah.
Petition.
Yes,
to another.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In his palace.
Now.
I'm telling you.
Pull up there.
This morning.
Well,
that he.
Hallelujah.
Is the dictator.
Well,
of Germany.
Well,
Hitler.
Well,
you must come down.
Oh,
come
yes.
down. You must come down.
Well,
I stand to you.
Well,
as you.
Glory.
Sit back.
Hallelujah.
In your easy chair.
Yes,
why, men.
Yes.
If dying.
Pull up.
On the battlefield.
Hallelujah.
You.
Well,
can easily.
Oh,
be.
Yes, sir.
High.
Oh, yes.
And the devil.
Now.
Yes, sir. On earth.
Oh, yes.
Hitler.
Oh, yes.
And hell.
And oh, hell.
You.
You.
That speak.
Well,
the policy.
Policy.
Oh, for your country.
Well,
Hitler.
Well, yes, sir.
And hell.
And yes, hell.
You.
Well,
they go.
Glory.
Men would go.
Pull yes, up there.
They come.
Well,
yes, sir. Then they must come.
Hallelujah. Oh,
you.
You.
Yes, if you all of them.
Well, yes.
There.
Oh, yes.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
Separate.
Oh, Lord.
From that body.
Help me, Lord.
It
Lord.
Must be done.
Yes. Amen.
Hitler.
Well, oh, yes.
You must come down.
Oh, come yes. Down.
You well. Too high.
Oh, yes.
The only one God.
Oh, yes.
And you must come down.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm thinking now
well.
Of innocent,
innocent.
Children.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh,
women
Lord.
Dying.
Yes.
All over.
Pull up there.
The land and country.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And
well,
you come crushing through
now,
like the demon of hell.
Yes, sir.
On earth.
Well,
Hitler.
Well, oh, yes.
You must come down.
Pull up there.
Soon.
Glory.
Sooner or later.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
You must answer.
Well,
at the judgment bar.
Hallelujah.
Hitler, gone.
God is thine.
Gone.
Hitler, gone. God is thine. On ye will eat, feed all you do to me.
And give every word you say.
Hitler,
God
is eyes on you.
You will descend in
yes,
library
oh,
for your people in Germany.
Oh,
Jesus is a walking.
Hallelujah.
And talking.
Hallelujah.
Inside for people. For your people, then I'm a must come down.
Must come down.
Bluebirds
hot and Pat can't get them out. And it's all we have to talk about. We got good people and it's their belief. What we need for the people is the farm relief. It looks to me we should all agree. What we need for the people is the farm relief. We can eat our belly with a turnip green, but we sure do have to plan and scheme. We all start working at the break of day, and we don't get credit and we don't get paid. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is a farm relief. Kids are all ragged and they got no shoes, and all we have is the farm relief blues. Us poor people have to work and fret, cause the doggone farm relief hasn't helped yet. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Rent's too high and the market's too low. We ask for credit and they all say no. We got good people and they all know well what the poor old farmer makes he can't sell. Don't you think we should all agree? What we need for the people is the farm relief. The little bee sucks the blossoms clean, and the big bee gets all the honey it's seen. Little man makes the cotton and the corn, and the big man goes around a tooting his horn. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Weevils in the cotton, they're everywhere. Maybe they're in Washington or way up there. If you get there before I do, and you have no weevils, then I'll come too. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is a farm relief.
Well, Ann Hutchinson was a mighty woman. She was the daughter of Frances Marbury. And she was put on trial in 1637 for preaching in that Boston colony, Lord, Lord, preaching in that Boston colony. Well, the governor said to Ann Hutchinson, well, you've broken that biblical law, for a woman's place is in honoring her husband, not speaking out in church at all, Lord, Lord, speaking out in church at all. Bible. That's what Anne said to that governor. It says that my duty as an elder woman is to teach those that are younger, Lord, Lord, teach those that are younger. And then said, what law have I broken? Just tell me and I'll see if it is true. Then the governor shouted, well, hold on, sister, because we're the judges here, not you, Lord, Lord. We're the judges here, not you. To the evenings, and the governor was losing his cool. For despite all his learning, that self-educated midwife was making him look just like a fool, Lord, Lord, making him look just like a fool. And then said, you know that I'm not worried, cause God said you can't hurt me. Then the judge laughed out loud and the court retired. Convict her of heresy, Lord, Lord, convict her of heresy. Now some might say the moral of the story is the dangers of too much pride. But I say it shows it's hard to break through that glass ceiling, even with God.
7 for preaching in that Boston Connie. No, Lord, preaching in that Boston Connie.
You put me in a state of suspension. You send me to another dimension. You stone me, I'm so knocked out. I can't say more about it. Now, I'm so knocked out. Yeah, I can't doubt it. Never took the time to assess you, but I knew right away I had to possess you. You stone me.
Look it!
Never took the time to take it all in. Baby, can't you hear me calling? Baby, I'm so knocked out. I'm a little unstable now, so knocked out. But baby, I'm hardly able. Use me at your discretion, but just remember that I lost my direction. You saw me.
Hey!
Look out! Yeah! Use me at your discretion, but just remember that I lost my direction. You saw me.
Get this!
Never took the time to take it all in. Baby, can't you hear me calling? Baby, I'm so knocked out. Yeah, I can't make it. I'm so knocked out now. I can't make it. Use me at your discretion, but just remember that I lost my direction. Just on me. Just on me.
Okay, hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, I don't care what, you just fill in the blanks yourself. And welcome to another grab bag edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KVC. And this week, it's a grab bag edition, and I admit to being heavily inspired by the political shit show going on any TV you can find. Just the idea that a nutcase like Donald Trump can get the kind of coverage he does for free, by the way. He's the one who can afford it the most, but he gets it for free. This is like the theory that if George Clooney walks into a bar, is he ever going to have to pay for a drink? No. Donald Trump is a publicity hound. He's getting what he paid for, and the rest of us are suffering for it. And just the whole show that's going on around it is just so unbelievable, but I don't have to tell you that. But today's show was heavily inspired by this kind of weird shit. And I just I'm at a loss, and I know everybody else is too. So let's just get on with it, all right? We started with somebody named Al of a duo called Al and George. I don't know who George is. I don't really know who Al is. This is something that I siphoned off the airwaves at FMU called the Radio Broadcast. I thought it was kind of appropriate to begin today. What do you think? Huh? Okay. The Political Circus, Parts 1 and 2, was Jack O'Ryan and Al Turchek from 1956. Duck's Breath Mystery Theater gave us the story of the Burger Wars. The Fascist Threat was right-wing sweetheart Janet Green. She's looking the wrong way for the Fascist Threat, but I think maybe she's gone by now because that's from the 60s. Hitler in Hell was the Reverend J.M. Gates and his congregation. Big Daddy, you remember Big Daddy, of course. That was Welcome to the Jungle. I've got Bluebirds in my belfry. Believe me, I know the feeling. That was Betty Hutton. The Lone Star Ranger was the Farm Relief song. And Ballad of Ann Hutchinson. Ann Hutchinson was, I guess, an old midwife back in the glory days, way, way back when. That was Jacob Haller, my friend from Baltimore. And then we heard from Eden's Children from their eponymous 1968 record, and that was Knocked Out. I think, was that the first or second song on the album? I don't know. I don't care. All right? Stop me when I do this. So, okay, like I said, we got a grab bag show for you. That set made sense. The following set may not. It all starts with something you've heard before. Somebody from, I believe he's from Belgium. I am not 100% sure, but it's the closest I could come. So I'll tell you what. We'll come back. We'll talk about more. And then we'll be on our way. You're already halfway there, so I think you can handle it. Okay? What do you say? All right. So here, listen to this.
Sur mon lit à bouffer, ça n'entend plus, j'en prends mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ooh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul, comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour moi.
here you come, Money, Money. Die Haare kopiert wie Macaroni. Die Lippen sind rosa und die Augen grün, yeah. Und jeder Boy möchte gerne mit dir gehen, denn sie ist so schön. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Sie heißt Monica, für Monica, 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 und sie ist, yeah, ooh, so süß. Yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Die Rock'n'Roll Band spielt nur für Money, Money. Und sie tanzt wild so wie ein Pony. Sie tanzt ganz allein und alle schauen hin, yeah. Doch wenn du sie küssen willst, das haut nicht hin, bei ihr ist nichts drin. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Sie heißt Nur.
Giant on the streets of Las Vegas. And now for our daily laugh. Well, there's nothing so good for the soul as a hearty laugh. Everybody laugh.
Don't think that it is fun to have a fungus, a fungi, or fungi. They live a saprophytic type existence on you and I, but we won't die. No chlorophyll and hints, no photosynthesis can they perform when they do harm. Some have the keratinolytic enzymes that get them in through dead skin. Tinea corporis, with your rosy ring, fungal lesions, central scaling, confluent vesicles encircling the patch just like a chain. Trichophyton rubrum, I've got ringworm again. It's not folliculitis or miliaria. It's not, I know, impetigo. It's not psoriasis or candidiasis. It is fungus contagious. It shows a white face of scales and red rim of blistering. Can't miss the thing. What's more, it bores within the stratum corneum of nails and hair. Yes, even there. Hyphae, hyphae must be in my hide. Put some scales in potassium hydroxide. Dermatophyte, dermatophyte, the diagnosis will be right. How do I know that? I have an alopecia cat. It seems I held a cat with patchy hair loss and got some spores that caused my sores. Both anthropophilic and zoophilic was this species of my disease. Fungi can be identified by macroconidia. Conidia, how many can infect a human being? Three genera. Epiderma, phyton has a spore. It's club-shaped and there are two more. They both can be identified just by the thickness of their wall. Microsporum and the trichophyte, and that's all.
waiting on the bus.
The song for you, my mother would kill me, 'cause she thinks it could be the biggest hit around. And even though playing dumb little ditties doesn't thrill me, it thrills my mama when I play her favorite song. Well, my mama picks the hits, she knows what lines just fit. Make her smile must be right, 'cause my mama picks the hits, and her pick hits never miss. She's a special PR woman in my life. Well, I've written everything from blues to bluegrass, but she especially likes to hear my clever novelties. And when I write a tune, I play it for her just as soon as I can get the chords together with the clever melodies. 'Cause my mama picks the hits, she knows what lines just fit. Bill Ford will never be the same again. 'Cause my mama picks the hits, and she's proud to admit that the songwriting son will always be in her top ten. Can say my mama's my biggest fan. She's had a hand in everything I've done so far, and I'm really sure glad she went and met my dad. 'Cause if she didn't, I wouldn't be playing this guitar. Well, my mama picks the hits. She knows what lines just fit. Any melody that'll make her smile must be right. 'Cause my mama picks the hits, and her pick hits never miss. She's a special PR woman in my life. Well, my mama picks the hits, she knows what lines just fit. Billboard will never be the same again. 'Cause my mama picks the hits, and she's proud to admit that her songwriting son will always be in her top ten. Yes, her songwriting son will always be in her top ten.
Take you around the world. you be a girl. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Jet boy, jet girl. And though I'm only just 15, I like to kick, I like to scream. And even if I have a kick or two in bed, when I'm with him, it's just a dream. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. He gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl. Gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Jet boy, jet girl. The other day, what a surprise, I saw him with some other guys. God, he was dressed up with a girl around his neck. I could have cried with both my eyes. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. He gave me head. It through, or if my brain is stuck on glue, and when the world tries to forget all that I said, I still remember you. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. You gave me head. Jet boy, jet girl. I'm gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Jet girl, jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Jet boy, jet girl.
Okay, we are back. First thing I'd like to remind you is that I have my background music back. Isn't that great? I have never had so much trouble doing voiceover tracks as when I had no music and had to listen to the echoes of my voice against the walls here in my lonely room. And if it really sounded bad, I am sorry, but this is unavoidable. I wound up having to buy a new computer because the sound card was bad in my old one. It turns out that Dell, in all of their infinite wisdom, they wire their sound cards directly to the motherboard. All right, they wire them. This is what I was told. I didn't take the thing apart and look, but this is what I was told. And, you know, if you really want to wreck your computer, go ahead and take the back off of it and see what happens. So I decided not to do that, but it took a couple of weeks to get the funding, etc., for a new computer. But now I have two computers. One works just fine. I mean, they both work just fine. The old one, the only thing bad was the audio input jack in the back. And you heard the results, and I'm really sorry about that. So anyway, what do we hear? We heard from Plastique Bertrand, and that was, of course, Saint Plan Pour Moi. That was to set up the last song you heard, okay? I'm on top of these things. Night Train after that was the German version of Moni Moni. Alice Cooper, Sunrise. We heard the Rolf Harris version last week. I thought I'd give Alice equal time this week because he begged me. What can I tell you? Dred Zeppelin after that. Viva Las Vegas. The Rattles and The Witch, inspired by the movie of the same name. I advise you to go see that, but don't count on getting a whole lot of sleep afterwards. It's not overly scary. As a matter of fact, the unscariness of it is what's so scary, okay? That's my movie review. The Fungal Fandango was Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist, followed by the Steve Gibbons Band, No Spitting on the Bus. Give Me a Ukulele was the Ipana Troubadours, followed by Mark Rice, My Mama Picks the Hits. Your Mama Picks My Zits. Never mind. Sorry. Too much Facebook. Mary Gale after that. Uli Uli Papa Uli. Okay. Try saying that five times fast. And then Jet Boy, Jet Girl from Elton Motello. All right, so I got one more for you here. Another one kind of ripped from the headlines in a way. I should have done it a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot I had it. Okay. So anyway, next week we'll be back. You know, the usual wrap. I got something next week. I don't know what. You'll find out. Blah, blah, blah. So do me a favor. Have a good time out there this week in this rapidly improving weather. I don't care where you are. If it's kind of getting warm in Maine, it's got to be great where you are. We still have ice. We still have snow. But we do have eagles, too. And eagles are having babies. It's just so amazing. So if you can find me on Facebook, don't hesitate to chime in, and I will see you next week. Have a good one.
Now, from the World Communications Headquarters in New York, nerve center and receiving point for news from the far-flung corners of the globe, here are on-the-spot reports from London, Brisbane, Paris, and Rome. Here's the news before it happens and as it happens, brought to you direct through the Communications Center in New York. First to London and Leslie Leffingwell.
This is Leslie Leffingwell in London, England. As you all understand, we are a few hours ahead of you who are listening to this program in New York right now. And as I make this broadcast, it is closer to noon than it is closer to noon where you're listening to this program. The time certainly plays a very important part in the story I'm about to relate, because it should happen about 2 o'clock London time, which would probably give you more or less 2 or 3 more hours before it happens. And I went over to number 10 Downing Street this morning, accompanied by my assistant and several representatives of the various news services and radio network, to get the complete full story, and this is it.
A federal officer of the county, federal officer of the law, the absolutely no ratification, or anything that could be conceived of, I believe it was a bomb. It's all a little
bit of what to say. The people are all aghast. This is Leslie Leffingwell returning you to New York.
A quick switch to the land down under now, and Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Bob and Ray. Let's try it once more, engineer.
David.
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Buford Balloon in Brisbane. This morning, we were all excited at hearing the news from London, just relayed via Bovenry Communications Center in New York from Leslie Leffingwell. We were surprised, I say, and also elated.
Let's try once more, engineer, shall we? This is Bob and Ray in New York calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Buford Balloon in Brisbane. We were surprised and excited this morning in hearing the report from Bob and Ray's correspondent in...
I'm sorry, engineer. Due to technical difficulties, we are unable to contact Buford Balloon. However, he has submitted to us a written script to be used in the event we couldn't contact him. But upon reading it, we decided not to use it.
And finally, a report from our correspondent with the American team racing for the North Pole. Come in, White Whittlesley.
This is Rick Wigglesby near the North Pole. All troops have arrived to within approximately 45 kilometers of the pole itself.
Sorry, engineer.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
Cut. We regret that transmission difficulties have prevented us from hearing Cecil Sleeper's report from Brisbane. Now, until next time, it's goodbye in 30 from the World Communication Headquarters in New York.